And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the owner of Arizona's hometown radio group, Sanford Cohen.
Hey everybody, and folks watching on Facebook Live, good afternoon, and welcome to this edition of Talk of the Town here on KQNA. Been a while since we've actually done a live show. We've been doing a lot of recordings and stuff while we've been elsewhere, but we are back, so we have a lot to catch up on, and we are going to, in fact, take a few moments today on this show to talk about some community leaders that we unfortunately had to say goodbye to here over the past few weeks. And we want to celebrate the lives of these folks who have given so much to our community in so many ways. And so this is our opportunity to say goodbye to them, but also to celebrate the lives that they led and for the better here in our area. Right now, however, I am going to go and ask for something that I really don't do, but I want to do it today. I have a very, very good friend right now that is in the hospital in Cottonwood and in critical condition, and it's really touch and go right now. And so I'm going to ask that if you have a moment and can have some thoughts for my dear friend who will remain nameless, but nonetheless, I've been in touch with them as things really started to go bad over the last couple days. And we're talking about people that still have quite a lot of life to live, and this is a COVID-related situation. We need to get those thoughts and those prayers going in that direction in the hospital there in Cottonwood. So if you would be thinking about our friends, and let's hope for a good outcome here, although things have been very touch and go here over the last couple of days and over the last couple of hours in particular. So that kind of put me in the frame of mind that, you know, I really like to try to, you know, celebrate people's lives while they're still around, but unfortunately, we seldom get the time to do that. So we are going to take a few moments and reflect on some of the folks that we've lost here recently. Joining us in just a few minutes will be Pat Kirkendall. He's the son of the former mayor of the city of Prescott, Marlon Kirkendall, who passed away at the age of 86 from cancer. And Chuck Roberts will be joining me here in the studio as well. He and Marlon go back a long ways, and you couldn't really celebrate the life of Marlon Kirkendall without a couple of good Marlon stories, and there are plenty of them out there, but we've got a few. And so we're going to talk with Pat Kirkendall here in just a few minutes and reflect on the life of his father, who passed away recently. We're also going to touch on some other folks here that have crossed our paths many, many times. Steve Silvernail, who also succumbed to COVID, was a good friend of mine, someone that I worked together with on the Downtown Prescott Association board. He was there every step of the way for over 12 years, helped to get the downtown parking garage built, and was definitely instrumental in putting forth opportunities for transit here in the greater Prescott area. And so we're going to talk about Steve a little bit. Also, Ethan Newman. Those of you who know Brad Newman know the horrible tragedy that happened with Ethan succumbing also to COVID at the age of 46 down in Phoenix. Much like his dad, Ethan was a musician, very well liked and respected down in Phoenix, played in a number of different venues. So we will definitely take a couple moments to honor his memory here in just a few minutes. Also, Jeff Wozowitz. Jeff fought a brilliant and brave fight against brain cancer, but succumbed to that late last year. And he was also one of those people that gave of himself to the community as part of the CAP, Central Arizona Planning Group, also a member of the CAFMA Fire Board, Central Arizona Fire Medical Board. Definitely someone who was totally a cheerful, athletic, very nice, genuinely nice guy. And so we'll talk about him as well. And then also some reflections on my friend Don Otto from Sun Valley Tire, whose name you've heard on our radio stations week in and week out for many, many years. He was very proud of the fact as a veteran that he was able to give first responders some extra attention. And so he lived every minute of his life in honor of first responders. And so we're going to take a few moments to remember Don Otto here on today's show. So that kind of sums it up in a nutshell. I will tell you, we're going to take a quick break, but next Thursday, be tuned in. My very special guest next Thursday, the Attorney General of the State of Arizona, Mark Brnovich, will be joining us live here on Talk of the Town next Thursday at 4 o'clock. So tune in for that. We're going to take a quick break and come back and share some memories with you of some dear, dear people that are no longer with us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide and on video on Facebook Live, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, "Hello, human kindness."
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And we're here to remember some folks that we have lost recently, and we're going to start out talking about Steve Silvernail. Steve owned Prescott Transit as well as trolley service and had a limousine service, a number of other things. And Chuck Roberts is here with me. And Chuck, you had the Cattleman's Restaurant. You were right across the street from the Silvernail. So I would imagine you had your fair share of time with those folks.
I did when we were on Sheldon Street. And I have to say that every once in a while, I would just stop in to see Steve and I was always, it wasn't like you had to make an appointment. Say, hey, come on up, come on, you know. And he was a busy guy. And what's humorous to me is the fact that originally when I bought the Cattleman's in 1984, it was on Cortez Street. And his dad, Jack, had owned that at one time. And what he did was Jack, as he got into the transit business, he would pick up people out to VA and drive them into free ride into Prescott. But his first stop was at the Cattleman's. And right next to that, which is now the Eagles Lodge, that was the bus depot, Greyhound bus depot. So he set up the Cattleman's so that if someone got off the bus and they wanted something to eat, why, you come on next door. So that's the family that Steve grew into, and a clear example of somebody who just took something that was good and made it even bigger and better.
Steve served with me on the Downtown Prescott Association board for more than a decade. And, with our group, we our ultimate goal was to get the downtown parking garage built. So when you are down there on Granite Street, there is a plaque that's mounted on the wall commemorating the dedication of the garage, and you will see the name of Stephen Silvernail on that plaque, and know that he was definitely a big part of our community. He was also on the board for the workforce connection, NACOG. He was part of their advisory board as well, and really did do a lot to serve the people in the community, and was a very, what's really tragic about his death. I mean, let's face it, death is tragic no matter what. His son Brian ran unsuccessfully for supervisor this past year, and we saw Steve on election day at the Prescott Resort. There was no indication that there was anything wrong with him health-wise. He, it was pretty much the same as he always was in November. And so whatever happened to him happened quickly. And I also want to mention, too, that Steve was involved with us in the Valentines for Veterans concert. He was a big part of that with picking up the artists up at the airport.
That's right.
and bringing them in. And Frank Cimarelli from the VA was the catalyst for that. We had Steve Brissetti from the resort and myself, and Steve Silvernail. Basically, we were the Three Stooges putting that whole event together, and did it many, many times. So I did have a lot of opportunities to talk with
Steve. He was always a positive person, always looking to the bright side of things.
So obviously, we want to send our condolences out to Debbie and to Brian and to the whole Silvernail family. Steve was 66 years old when he passed away. I believe it was right before the end of the year, or maybe mm-hmm. he made it just past the end of the year. I thought it was maybe on December 31st. It was like right on New Year's Eve or something. But anyway, we want to give a final salute, if you will, to Steve Silvernail. Let's take a quick break now, and joining us in just a moment will be Pat Kirkendall. He is the son of the former mayor of the city of Prescott, Marlon Kirkendall, who passed away here last week at the age of 86. And Pat Kirkendall will join us, and we'll reminisce about his dad when we return live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back. We're remembering some folks that we have lost here recently. And one of those people is the former mayor of the city of Prescott, Marlon Kirkendall. And Chuck, you knew Marlon fairly well. I mean, we all did. But yeah. I mean, you were kind of one of his contemporaries, and so that meant that, you know, you guys, you know, kind of
enjoyed
life. As
far as I can remember, he spent all the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s being involved in this community. When I came to town, he owned Kirkendall Motors, which is where Bucky's casino is. And
the Lower Bucky's Casino.
Lower Bucky's Casino. And as, from there, he's been involved in other businesses. The one I remember most of all was the Riata Pass that we were talking about, because he had that and the land behind it. And I think he had some development plans hoped for that. And they paved Highway 69 and kind of eliminated the access and egress to the Riata Pass, so it became a little more difficult. And I think he just said, okay, fine, and it became an auction house. But at one time, as many of our old-timers will remember, Riata Pass was a place to go. That was a fun place to go. And He made it thrive. Everything he did, he made it a little happier. And of course, as a mayor and as a person involved in the community, including the airport, everybody knew his name and would salute to him because he was a good, tough guy.
Well, he was the kind of guy that wore the good old boy badge and was darn proud of it.
It lit up every time you see him.
And joining us to reflect on the life of Marlon Kirkendall, we're very pleased to have Pat Kirkendall with us, Marlon's son. Pat, you have our sympathies and condolences, of course, but what a life well lived, your father, Marlon, the former mayor.
Well, good afternoon, Sanford, and thank you for having me, and also Chuck. And I just want to say on behalf of the Kirkendall family, Tana, my brother Michael, my brother Ren, and myself, the condolences, the passion, the love has been overwhelming. From Sunday, right after he passed in the early morning, the phone, the emails, the Facebook has been nonstop, and it means a lot to our family. Our family is very strong, but we were made strong because our father was so strong. He was a family man. He was a businessman. He was a professional. He was a mentor, and he was a leader. And we were so blessed. I've been telling folks that, I've had 55 years with him, and I've learned so much, the mentorship. Thinking about Tana. Tana met Pops 22 years ago. They were married for 19. And what a ride for her, because he always had a vision. He was always looking. He'd start something and get it rolling. Then he looked for the next opportunity. And kind of a funny tale is, you'd go down there to Rocky Point where he had a second home, and he was called Mr. Mayor down there. So very blessed. And again, on behalf of our family, we want to thank everyone for just the love that they've shown our family.
Well, the decision that Marlon made to get involved in local politics and actually run for office, was that something that he got into easily? Did he have to be persuaded, or did he see something that really fired him up that made him want to put his hat in the ring? Did we lose you, Pat? Yep.
That was quick.
Yeah, it looks like we lost the phone line. Pat, call us back if you would, please. We're experiencing some technical gremlins.
I ran into Marlon a couple times down in Rocky Point, and Kiku Monroe is the mayor of Rocky Point, and he and Marlon got along just fine, and he enjoyed the company of people who were forward thinkers that were planning for the future. He was not a negative man. He enjoyed the opportunity for things to get better, as we've kind of said many times. But I can remember not too long ago a picture of him out at the airport when we were we got the groundbreaking for the new terminal building there, and there he was. And he wasn't there in an official capacity of any way. He was just there to make sure that everything was done the way he had hoped it would be.
Do we have you back on the line, Pat? Hello? All right, we're going to take a break. I would like to get more with Pat Kirkendall, so stick around. We're going to break for the news, and we'll figure this out. Be back with more live on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together. Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Hey, it's Kent from Pure Solar AZ. There's nothing quite like the sense of independence that comes from living off the grid. Pure Solar and Electrical is here to assist and to give families a sense of choice. 2020 has pushed solar energy to the brink with the abundant amount of power outages recently. With the sense of freedom comes the responsibility of providing for your own energy requirements. At Pure Solar and Electrical, we understand that it can be frustrating if your solar system struggles to supply power for the things you do on a daily basis. At Pure Solar and Electrical, we are offering bigger battery banks, additional panels and inverters. So rest easy knowing you have the best team in the solar industry on your side. You have Pure Solar and Electrical. Visit PURSolarAZ.com to learn more and get a quote or call us at 866-204-9886. That's 866-204-9886. Pure Solar and Electrical.
Can you hear me now, Pat?
Yes, can you hear me?
Nope.
Hello?
Wow. Talk about coming through in the clutch. Hello, Pat.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can. Jeez.
Are we back now?
Yeah, just hang on. We're going to get through this commercial break, and we'll have you back on.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
The internet provider must be a Democrat.
Hey. There you go. Well, you never know.
All right, hang in there.
All right, sir. Thank you.
The employee who put up the signs.
Hopefully we'll not see anything like this again. The city absolutely rejects the messaging on the signs. However, the city is bound to uphold the constitutional rights of all citizens.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today, 50% tomorrow, 65% with rain and snow showers this weekend in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs Friday near 48, up to only 43 and 40 this weekend, a windy 36 Monday with rain and snow, chilling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy 36. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low of mostly cloudy 41 with a 20% chance for rain and the same chances for rain and weekend snow showers, warming to 56 Friday, 52 and 47 Saturday and Sunday, a windy and very wet 44 Monday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And hopefully we've brought back Pat Kirkendall, the son of the former mayor of Prescott, Marlon Kirkendall, to reflect a little bit more on the passing of his dad. Pat, are you back with us now?
I am back with you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Sorry about that, but... I just want, Chuck and I were talking during the break about Marlon putting his hat in the ring to be involved politically after being in business for so many years. And I was going to ask you, was there any one issue or anything in particular that made him decide that he was going to run for office? And was that a decision that he made easily or did it take a while for him to figure that out?
You know, and that's the big question, Sanford and Chuck, is, you know, he was on council back in the 70s and is called back in the 80s. He served with Earl Mayer. He used to run Arizona Public Service up here back on council. And, you know, it was very interesting back in 2008, 2009 is in our family discussions, you know, he always joked about putting his name in the hat. But, you know, he also was had projects going on in Mexico. My brothers and I had taken over our property out at the golf course, so he had a little more free time. You know, he had already sold the Jersey Lily, but his focus was really on Mexico and, you know, the life that he was making for him and Tana down there overlooking, you know, the Sea of Cortez. But, you know, I came home one day and all of a sudden, next thing I know, he was working with Tracy Horn and, you know, he was putting a campaign together, and that's just the way he was. I mean, you know, there was not a time in his life when he wasn't looking ahead. So he had one business going, whether it was the automobile business, you know, then he brought Suzuki of Prescott in. So now we're in the motorcycle business. You know, I remember growing up as a child going to Phoenix on Friday evenings because he was announcing Prescott Badger football games. You know, he always had just a passion to give back, to make things happen. And, you know, when he ran in 2009, he had a vision, and, you know, we were going through some tough financial struggles, I think, as a country coming out of, you know, kind of that recession period. And, you know, at his age and his, you know, sharp wit and his motivation and his energy, he decided to run and ran for three terms. And, you know, in 2016, that was his final one. And, you know, then proceeded to, you know, look back into Mexico and do improvements and, you know, build other things down there. And, you know, but his love has always been for Prescott. It's just there's no doubt about it.
So now in the as he decided to step back from all of this, you said that he had been fighting cancer for a few years. Was this one of these things where it was, you know, one step forward, two steps back? Were we, you know, was it something that he, you know, fought and fought valiantly? How did he, you know, manage his treatment?
Well, you know, we've got to look back in 2010, 2011, we had quadruple bypass. You know, he had, you know, a major heart operation and heart surgery. And, you know, he bounced back from that to be the mayor. And so when he was diagnosed with cancer 3 years ago, you know, he still had a lot of fight. And believe me, he fought chemo. You know, he'd take it. And, you know, there was nights that just, or in days that he just didn't feel, you know, worth anything. But, you know, he was a continuous fighter. And Payne, he honestly thought he was going to live forever, and that was his goal. If anybody, if ever anybody's ever had that ambition through chemo, through any medical issue like cancer, you know, he always was positive, even though he was in pain. And, you know, I was in California for 7 years, came back right at the end of his term because, you know, I wanted to spend time with him and Tana. And, you know, we had a lot of visions. We had a lot of goals that we wanted to do. But, you know, up until the last breath on Sunday morning, he was a fighter. He was not ready to go. But, you know, 3 years of fighting, chemo treatments, you know, the things that he had been through. And, you know, I've got to give all the, you know, the thanks to Tana. You know, she was taking him to the appointments, keeping him on the fight. You know, when she was diagnosed with cancer, you know, 2 years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago, now all of a sudden, you know, the whole purpose changed. But, and to have two parents going through chemotherapy at the same time, fighting this terrible disease, and for both of them to be strong. And, you know, when you would see pictures on Facebook when we were together in holidays or down in Mexico, you know, those, they were still fighting this cancer, but still had smiles on their face. And, again, Pops was not ready to give up, but, you know, about 3 weeks ago, the pain had just gotten to be so much. He had been diagnosed with bone cancer now after colon cancer, and, you know, it's a terrible disease. And now, you know, our fight is behind Tana, who still has some issues and some things that we need to fight this cancer disease with her, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to carry on Marlon's traditions.
Well, Pat, we really do appreciate you joining us, and we want to, again, offer our sympathies and condolences to you and to your family. We wish the best for you and for Tana. Marlon always had the best interests of the city of Prescott at heart, and he served our community with honor and dignity, and we salute Marlon Kirkendall, the former mayor of the city of Prescott, and thank you, his son, Pat Kirkendall, for joining us live here on Talk of the Town. Thank you, Pat.
Super. Thank you, and God bless you all, and thanks from Tana, Mike, Ren, and myself. We love Prescott, and we love our Pops.
All right. Thank you. Well, we do have one more break we're going to take, but before we do that, I would like to take a moment and recognize another person that we lost here recently, Jeff Wasowitz. And, you know, Jeff was, you know, by marriage part of the Fain family. Mm-hmm. His wife, Dawn, someone that I've known for many years, back in the days when she was the receptionist at the territorial courthouse. Jeff was always a positive, affable, very kind-hearted person, one that took community service to heart, volunteered his time and effort, not just in name, but in body and in soul and in spirit. He was part of the fire board of Central Arizona Fire and Medical Board, CAFMA, also with the planning organization, CAP, working on making it easier for people to develop properties, and always had economic development as part of his DNA. But really, one of the times I got to spend with Jeff alone, where I really saw his true spirit, and that was at the inauguration of Karen Fan, when she was named the president of the Senate. There were very few people outside of the Fan family that were in the room with her. Jeff was one. Scott Freytag, the fire chief, was one. Terry and I were down there. Darlene Packard, I think, was down there as well. And I got a chance to chat with Jeff just about stuff in general. And he's just, He was just he was a cool dude.
I met him just one time that we had a chance to chat, and it was right before he said, "We have a special announcement. I can't tell you what it's going to be." Well, it was right about the time they were going to bring in the Northern Arizona Suns into the Finley Toyota Center. But you know, he was bubbling under on that. And the other thing I remember about him, and I never got to talk to him about it, was he was a beekeeper. And I thought, what an amazing hobby, or I guess it's a hobby that would be.
Well, he's he was also very athletic. He used to go up to Lake Powell solo, and do like some contemplating your navel kind of trips.
Oh, meditation.
So really, just very introspective as well, and. When he was first diagnosed with this blastoma disease that John McCain had, same kind of thing. And, of course, Jeff was much younger. He's in his 50s. The initial prognosis was not good. I mean, it was just going to be a short time. But then he got some treatment, had some medical attention. We saw him at... some chamber events while we were still having some. And he was very bright, chipper, good outlook. Obviously it is the kind of thing that, it will ultimately do you in. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. But if anybody fought it bravely and with class, it was Jeff Wozowitz. And so we want to give a salute to you, Jeff Wozowitz, for your service to the community. And we certainly have a soft spot for your family, for Dawn, and for the Fain family. We want to offer our condolences to all of you for a person who obviously was taken from us way too soon, Jeff Wozowitz. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a couple more folks that we want to pay tribute to. And then I'm also going to tell you about next week's show, which is going to be a special show as well. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood. We're streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com and on Facebook Live.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, the next person that we would like to recognize is someone who, while he didn't necessarily make a name locally, he is from our area, and he is Ethan Newman. Ethan died from complications from COVID on December 29th. And he was 46 years old. He is the son of Brad Newman, who has been a fixture in our community for many, many years. Brad operates Yavapai Exceptional Industries, which allows people with challenges to live productive lives as employees, as clients, and they are the ones that build the picnic tables that you should hide under if we get under nuclear attack, because they will last forever. Brad was, what can you say? I mean, it was just devastating news. I saw Brad last night at the office, and, we were loved and admired and respected. And, you really can't hope for more than that from a life well lived.
I don't know what I could say, because his son and my daughter went through all the schools here in the Prescott area together. My daughter is the same age, Patty. She works at the city of Prescott, and if that happened to me, I would not be able to say anything. I would just be in a lost. And for a young man like him, with all that energy and all that beauty, to be taken away too soon is just totally unfair. I can see those pictures that Brad put on Facebook, the love, the excitement, the look in their eyes as they sang together and played music. And it was interesting, because he said he's the only guy he knows that could play a bass guitar left-handed upside down. talk about having an ability. And of course, Brad was Citizen of the Year in Prescott a decade or so ago. So that's an important family.
Yeah, and Ethan was fighting for weeks in fighting his illness, and finally did succumb to it Tuesday, December the 29th. He was 46 years old. I wanted to, on behalf of our radio group, offer our condolences and wishes to Brad Newman and to his family for a horrible loss. And, what else can you say? Your son made a difference down there in Phoenix. He was well-loved, and the New Times did a huge article about him. He was no lightweight. He definitely carried on, and he was raised here in Prescott, so we should all be proud. And so let us salute you, Ethan Newman, and also offer our sympathies to your father, Brad. So last but not least, I wanted to talk about Don Otto. Don's name is familiar to folks that have listened to our radio stations over the past several years. He and his wife Mona own and operate Sun Valley Tire, Sun Valley Diesel, and in every ad Don would insist that it be said that Sun Valley Tire is veteran owned and operated by Don Otto. We take care of our neighbors. We only happen to fix cars for a living.
I might add, he's worked on our car several times, you know, over the years, and he offered a discount to anyone who was a veteran. You didn't have to ask for it. He said, "You a vet? Yeah. All right, 10%, 15% off."
Yeah, and besides that, Don had a very soft spot for first responders of any kind. So if you were an active or former police, fire, EMT, veteran, you name it, Don Otto was your guy. And I got to know Don initially, not through the radio station, but as a poker player.
Yeah, he's world class.
Yeah, we actually hung out in Vegas at the World Series of Poker, and I played in the main event 2 years, in 2008 and 2009. But I initially met Don playing poker at Bucky's. And honestly, I didn't even know that he was one of our customers. So, Flannery, who worked here for 23 years before she retired, she was his account rep. And the one thing that Don insisted on was that Allison come to see him at 6:30 in the morning, because he wanted to get that out of the way. So when Allison retired, Don insisted that I take over his account, having gotten to know him, of course, as in the poker world and everything. And I got this look on my face, and he goes, "Why? What's the matter? Don't you like to get up early?" And it's like, "Don, I'm going to tell you something. I like you. I like you very much. But to make me get up and come here and talk to you about advertising at 6:30 in the morning, you are asking me to choose between you and my wife. Because I make coffee for her in the morning." And he got this look on his face, and it's like, "Oh, geez, well, I guess I lost that one."
But if you went there, yeah, he always had coffee and donuts ready. That was made and ready before he even opened up.
To the office, his dog would be laying there on the doggy bed. He'd have one, maybe two service technicians at the doorway leaning in to ask him a question while he had his phone and he was talking to some supplier or a customer or somebody and then looking at me and rolling his eyes. So that unfortunately passed away from cancer. He was 60 years old. This was a guy that drove way too fast, played way too much poker, enjoyed way too much life, and I admire the hell out of him.
In human years, he was 60, but in in life, he's probably 120.
I just, not only do I admire him because he not only was someone that would go out of his way for anyone that cared anything about our great country. He was a tremendous patriot. He was one that, I mean, if there was a no BS guy in our community, Don Otto was it. He did not suffer fools well at all. And he and I enjoyed each other's company a lot. I did unfortunately drop out of the poker scene after the recession of 2009. So I didn't get to see Don except in our professional ranks and occasionally when we go out to lunch at the Back Burner or something like that. This one came as a punch in the stomach when I heard that Don had passed away. He was posting on Facebook right up until his last day. And he's a courageous guy. He had a really terrible thing happened to him, a couple of things. I got in some terrible accidents where he got all of his teeth knocked out, had them all replaced. He said he had, you know, tens of thousands of dollars invested in his mouth. So he's going to use
it.
And then he got into a situation with a deep diving accident where he got the terrible attack of the bends where he may not have survived. It was looking kind of touch and go there, but he did make it. They thought maybe he wasn't going to recover all of his faculties, but he did. He made a complete recovery. And so we want to take a moment here to honor him, taking the opportunity to speak about him during the service. So I consider that an honor. And I want to thank Jennifer and Mona and the rest of Don Otto's family for bestowing upon me the honor of being able to speak at my friend's funeral service. That'll be coming up this coming Saturday.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.